only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. Brock Hunter. I'm not even going to try and do it, the impersonation, because it's terrible. I did. Oh, this sucks. See, I can't do it. It does suck.
Mine's not even good.
Yours is pretty good. Out of the two of us, that's not saying much, because mine is
still. Shut up, Brock.
See, that's good. That's good. Shut up, Hunter. Like, I can't do it. I don't know why. I can't get it. It's like in the back of your throat. That's how you got to do it.
Can you do Beavis?
I mean, not really. No. I don't know. And what's impressive is Mike Judge does that. I'm always floored at how many voices
people
can do. You
know who Beavis was? It was a kid he went to school with.
That makes sense. You
said it was just some kid that was sat in the back of the class and he was kind of tucked his lower lip in. And he just kind of...
To be fair,
made running noises.
We all went to a school with a Beavis and Butthead. And you and I might have fallen under that category for some people. You know that.
Exactly.
Yeah. You never know who you might be a Beavis or a Butthead to. Keep that in mind. Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, Mike Judge, genius. Genius.
New show. Once again, I heard it's fantastic.
Love to get him on the show. I'll get a hold of his agent, see what he's doing. See if he can.
That would be awesome.
Make time to come on to our dumb show. Like, you guys are just like the two characters. It's unbelievable.
Like, just do the voice. That's all I wanted. That.
You know, guys,
about anything else.
You know, guys, I've done other things. I don't care. Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up, Bobby.
Just do it.
I wish I could do that one.
Hank Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another good one. God, he's done a lot, man.
He really is.
Anyway,
he was in the movie Waiting or Still Waiting, whatever.
Yeah, he plays the flair guy or the
flair guy.
Yeah, he plays that guy.
Have more flair.
Great movie Extract with Jason Bateman. Have you ever seen that one? Mila Kunis. That's another one that it's a Mike Judge film, and he plays a character in that. Got like long hair and a beer gut and works. It's a great movie. What else?
When he gets interviewed, it's just funny because he's just kind of has this smirk on his face, and it's just a regular guy. Yeah. You know, he's like, I don't know, I just
made a cartoon about these two idiots, and here we are. Anyway, maybe you can make a cartoon about us. That'd be great.
Yeah, what?
Probably not. Go to,
what do you got? Rock news, for God's sakes! It's been like 9 minutes on Mike Judge.
We got nothing going on. All right,
Jesus.
All right, let's do rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Well, as always, your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by AIR.
Advanced Import Repair.
That's right. I don't know why I paused right there. I'm so thrown off now by that. Like, it was the worst transition ever. AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew.
Right?
I was trying to include you, Hunter, all right? As we talk about AIR, Advanced Import Repair. Anyway, go see them. They'll get you fixed up back on the road safely and quickly. Go check them out. Advanced Import Repair. Well, breaking news. Keith Richards still alive. Good news there. All right, Keith Richards still alive. Ready to go. Got that out there. Also big news, the video for Styx, Come Sail Away, has surpassed 25 million views on YouTube, and its writer and singer, former band member Dennis DeYoung, is surprised. He wrote on Facebook, quote, "This video left out a third of the song with an atrocious radio edit that the record company insisted on. They did the edit. That wonderful synth section that takes the song to another level. See ya, suckers." Come Sail Away was 6 minutes long, and for top 40 radio, that was prohibitive. The year before, Queen released Bohemian Rhapsody, which was over six as well, but it only reached number 9 in the U.S. Can you imagine that? That song went on to become globally historic despite mostly mixed reviews when first released. Obviously, Come Sail Away is on the 7 Styx album, 1977's The Grand Illusion. Come sail away!
It's a great song.
Dude, it's a great song.
It's a great Mr. Roboto, another great one. I mean,
yeah,
Styx and Queen are a lot alike.
Yeah, very theatrical songs that, kind of start small and get big. I mean, when you think about
build up and build and build, right?
Come Sail Away, it starts off super slow. You know, I'm sailing away. Set an open course.
Don't ruin it. You're gonna ruin the damn song. It's a great song. It really is. So Styx came here. We used to have a festival here, Brock, called the Venetian Festival.
Yeah.
And Styx, who was it? Styx and
It was. I think it was the same one I went to in Milwaukee. It was for me. It was
they made
Journey.
The tour.
Yeah, it was Journey, REO Speedwagon, and Styx. I don't know if you guys had Journey here.
I don't think we had Journey. I'm not sure. I don't think we had Journey, but it was REO Speedwagon and Styx for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a concert. Right on the river, man.
What a concert.
Let's go.
You're going to listen to Come Sail Away? You're going to listen to Come Sail Away with boats sailing behind you?
Ah.
Get the hell out of here. Are you kidding me? That's the dream, man.
I mean, that had to have happened. I don't recall it, but right. Somebody was sailing behind them.
Got to be free.
It was a great concert.
Yeah. But anyway, pretty impressive. Styx, Come Sail Away. And just know, though, that the one that hit 25, it's not the legit song, though. You got to find the full one that's 6 minutes long, 6.5 minutes long.
Why don't they just re-release it? Because you can't build how many millions?
25 million. I don't know. If you redid it, I don't know, with the full band, it might.
Like here's the better version, guys. Let's start watching this one.
Let's do it right. I do love old music videos like this because they're not even so much music videos as it's just like the band playing, and then they do some like goofy like camera tricks that were big back in the 70s. Like, oh, we're gonna zoom in and then zoom out and then zoom in and zoom out. Yeah, we're gonna put this weird filter. Like one of my favorite shows growing up, and I still have the entire DVD collection, was the Midnight Special. And this was just a showcase, the Midnight Special, and it was a showcase with all these bands. You had Wolfman Jack who would host it, and then you'd do comedians anyway. The camera tricks that they would do on this live show.
Like the fades, go to a square and start spinning.
One of my favorite ones is Edgar Winter Group Frankenstein, you know, which is just all instrumental, all right? And, like, there's this one part where it's, like, he's on, like, the synth solo, you know, and then the synth comes in, and the camera does this thing where it, like, I don't know the best way to describe it, but it, like, it causes this rainbow, like reverb effect. So like
like a filter kind
like,
of
yeah, like, so
a
like
rainbow filter.
Like as the camera's moving, it's causing like this shadow, like multicolored shadow.
I know
to fade
exactly
out.
What you're talking
and
about,
it's
right?
It's just so unbelievably so cheesy. It's so cheesy, but it's so great. It's so great. Because here's the best part. What I imagine is a bunch of kids, high schoolers stoned in their parents' basement watching this going, oh my God. This is so
amazing.
Good. This is amazing, man. And then the next day, dude, you watch Edgar Winter Group on Midnight Special.
The video was so sick. You know, it's funny. You had to wait up all night and catch the video as it came out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, not MTV, but.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah, you couldn't go to YouTube the next day or, you know, Hulu and watch it. If you saw it, you saw it.
Great, man. Wow. I love it.
The effects were crazy. But anyway, congratulations, Styx. 25 million views. Not bad for a song that was.
Yeah.
87, 97, like 45 years ago. Crazy.
Damn.
All right. Well, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, September 15th, 1983, the Huey Lewis and the News album Sports was released. That's got to be their biggest album in my mind. Are you a big Huey Lewis and the News fan? Or are you not? I believe that one is on there.
Is that song on that?
Yeah, that one. I think that is on there. Is
that
Heart
song's
and Soul?
Great.
That might be Heart and Soul.
Damn it. What's the name of the damn song? It's a great song. Use it at weddings a lot, for sure.
Even
the grandmas. The grandmas will hear that one.
That gets everyone dancing.
What's
this
up,
one,
DJ?
This one's got to be, because you got the Heart of Rock and Roll, Heart and Soul, I Want a New Drug, Finally Found. I mean, it was a huge album.
My buddy has one of vinyl record player or whatever, a bunch of vinyls, and that's his favorite. Huey Lewis in the News. He always puts it on at his house.
It's just, it's feel-good stuff.
Yeah. It's a great album.
I gotta find, what's that song though? Is that I Want a New Drug?
That's it kinda, might be.
Can we play it real quick? We gotta play this way. I just want to make sure we got the right one.
I'll tell you when the first two.
Yeah, okay, hold on. We got it here. No, that's not it. God, if anybody knows, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on that.
Man,
oh, and this is it. This is it. Please tell me now. Right?
I don't think so. I think it has love in it.
God, this is the most 80s thing I think I've ever seen right now. You got a guy in a bar wearing dark sunglasses playing the keyboard.
Yeah.
Oh, and I also heard, too, Huey Lewis, big donger on that guy. That's what I heard.
From who?
There's some groupie lady that wrote a book about all her sexual
hookups.
Yeah, and I guess Huey Lewis was one of the ones.
Huey had a big Huey,
and you know, tiny donger, Peter Frampton.
That's
what you said.
No. Little button.
Yep.
Not such a big guy, are you, Peter?
The news is that Huey
little
Lewis.
Peter Frampton. Yeah, that's little Peter Frampton.
Oh, that's sad. Wow. All right. Anyway, dear God, that is your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.